מהמחר במנה שקודם מאמרנו בקניה והיא שורש התשובה והסחלוסה ואיסי מן הרבו ואילי לסמוק לה ביו הגדרה ואולפני השלמוסה ואומר תחילה בחיר התשובה והצורך עליה שכבר נסבר לנו מדרך השכל ומן הכוסף בתורה A person can know logically, a person also knows some psukim. Ki ha'odom mekatzer me'asos ma'ashehu chayuvo mechovas ha'bore. From what he'll say in a couple of paragraphs from now, he doesn't mean that this is inevitable, it doesn't mean that it's unavoidable, but it's overwhelmingly likely to be the case that a person falls short in fulfilling his obligations to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Midarach HaSechel. Masha matzonu al ha'odon mehischalfus tiva'ov And internally, we're not harmonious, right? That there are different natural forces, impulses that a person has, right? Which are not harmonious, right? His self was tov. V'hi bodel shorshei harkavoso. And even the sort of core basic elements that comprise the person, presumably the Chavos HaVavos is thinking about the Dalet Yesodos that the Kadmonim spoke of, are variously inclined and directed. V'hishapchos midos nafsho, and the again variability of different character traits. V'sibos tumosav, v'hischayev bozeh hischalfos masav kifei achilof ahu. Mehem hanoa vahamaguna ho'ova vahatzadak vahatova hara vahalze yitztarech lekesher Torah umasores hanhoga. I'm not sure if the hischayu bozeh hischalfus masav means that he's talking about potential or is talking about, again, in most cases, result. אבל מה שכוסף בתור בעניין הזה מהם מה שאומר כוסף כי יצע לב עוד אמר מן העורף ונאמר וכל יצע מחשב עשלי בו רק רע כל היום ונאמר ועייר פרד עוד המיוולד A person is born like a wild donkey והן ונאמר הן עד יורח ולא יאהיל ונאמר אף כי אין השרימה Again, the Torah describes the Yetzer Leva Odom Ra Min Ha'Urav, which translates into our falling short. Just looking at how a person internally has all kinds of conflicts which translates practically into acting with a degree of inconsistency. So the kevon she is bar mitzia sakit v'masir adam, hoya mechanos habari also, shenosan lo yecholas the takin tousa. It's an expression of chanina, rachum v'chanun. It's an expression of chanina that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provided for the ability to rectify mistakes and to compensate for what he missed in his avodah through tshuva. And all this is ba'ahavaso b'chamlaso olav, as an expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love and his compassion. See, there's a... I apologize in advance, I'm not sure whether... How lucid the next couple of minutes are going to be. I hope we'll be okay, Bezos Hashem. But there's something very paradoxical here in the Chovos HaLevavos. On the one hand, he clearly depicts, I mean, at this point, if we didn't have the rest of the Perek or the rest of Shara Tshuva, maybe one would even think that Chet is inevitable. Okay, so he'll soon disabuse us of that notion. He'll say that there are exceptional individuals who don't sin at all. But he describes it as miyut mitziyosu b'chol dor. We're talking about a very small minority of people who qualify for the description of never having sinned. So it means that chet is overwhelmingly likely. And again, it's clear from what the Chovos HaLevavos is saying is that that's a very understandable reflection of how we're built. Right? That's the depiction, right? Midah HaSechel, you see the Hischalfus Tva'ov, the Hibodel Shorsha HaKavos, so you see that we're not harmonious beings. And if a person is not naturally harmonious, then you naturally expect a certain degree of inconsistency, reflecting that lack of harmony. And nevertheless, tshuva is described as chanina. I don't know, we would have thought maybe it's meika adin, no? If we're built in a way that we're so prone to chet, so maybe that's sort of what balances things out, and it obviously does balance things out. But the Chovos HaLevavos still insists on characterizing it as mechanos haborei. This is the standard translation is from Rabbi Yehuda ibn Tibon, the father of the one who then translated the Rambam's works, the Mora. Rav Kalpach has a more modern translation. I think he has Chesed, but it's clear that is the sense of what the Chovos HaLevavos writes. So how do we understand that? Okay, so I think that the perspective is a composite of a few points. So these are not points which are intended to stand apart from each other, but to be taken together. The first one is, as prone as we are to chet, notwithstanding, chet is never inevitable. It is always a result of our bechira. Again, everything that the Chovos Avavos describes, notwithstanding the Hischalfus Tvo'a, the fact again that naturally we have conflicting impulses and internal forces, v'chulu, but l'maisa, you see from the existence of Hakat HaZos HaAchrona, albeit Mi'ut Mitziosa V'Choldor, so chet is not inevitable. We're prone to chet, but it's not inevitable. And in that sense, it's a Midas HaRachamim, that that we can correct, that we can erase, that we can move beyond it, is a Midas HaRachamim. The fact that we're prone to chet, notwithstanding. Now, additionally, supplementarily, here's a mushal as follows. I don't think this mushal is true in the world, or in the real world, but in our theoretical world, we'll assume it. Let's say you have a medical school, and the standard in the medical school is that you have to get 100 on every examination. In order to ultimately graduate and get your license as a physician, you have to score 100 on every single exam, and taimam v'nimukam imam. It's not too much consolation to the patient that, you know, the doctor only messes up in 1 in 1,000 cases because, you know, he got a 99 on all his tests. You know, if whoever's the patient who's the 1 in 1,000 where the doctor messes up, where the doctor didn't know something he should have known, where the doctor didn't do a procedure the way he should have, it's not too much of a consolation to, you know, his batting average is, you know, is phenomenal. No, he needs to get 100. Now, given the fact that to score 100 on every exam is very demanding, not impossible, but very demanding, so the medical school also says that, yes, you're not going to pass without getting 100, but you can retake exams. It's not once and done. If the first time you don't get 100, you can keep working until ultimately you do get the 100. So in the mashal, it's certainly the case that one is prone to need these makeup exams. That one is prone to need the second go-round, the third go-round, maybe the fourth go-round, and not just on many exams, not just on one of the exams, on many exams. But nevertheless, how would we describe that policy that says that you can take a retest a second and a third time? So I think we would say that policy is not a Midas HaDin, but is a Midas HaRachamim. Because it's crucial to understand that as incredibly demanding as maintaining 100 average is, not 99.9, but 100 average in this theoretical medical school. What is passing in really in medical schools? Whatever it is. I'm not sure if it's 100. As incredibly demanding as it is, but that's where the bar should be set. Right? In the mashal, you hear that, right? There's no room for chet in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mamsikol nimsa, everything exists through Hashem, because of Hashem, from Hashem. There's no existence independent of Him. When the Rabbi used to underscore that the Rambam describes not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himsikol nimsa, he's the source of everything that exists. So the standard, as in the medical school, needs to be 100. Now, me'idah yisa, within the Bria, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kach gozu chachmaso, that there should be one class within the Bria who are bali b'chira. But just as in the moshel of the medical school, that as demanding as it is, no, you take to understand that the standard has to be 100. The standard has to be 100, and you have to recognize that it's because that's the only really acceptable level. Practically, is there, allowance is made to take the exam a second time, and a third time, and a fourth time, and a fifth time, and there's no limit of how many retakes a person can have. As long as he's alive, he continues to take a retake. But you should recognize that the only thing which is really good enough is 100. So practically, yes. Is it true we're prone to chet? And is it true that what balances that out is the opportunity, the blessing, the obligation of tshuva? But it's crucial that that be conceived of as a midas harachamim, not as a midas hadin. Maybe that's what it means. You know, Rashi quotes Bereshis Bara Elokim, and then subsequently Miyom Asos Hashem Elokim Eretz Hashamayim. So as you know, Rashi quotes the Maim Chazal, the Petchilo Olam B'Machshav Livros Olam B'Midas Adin, Rosh Ein Olam Niskayim. So Shitef Ima Midas Arachme. So what does it mean? Again, as Midrashim do, as Pesukim do, that they speak anthropomorphically, so obviously not to be taken literally. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't have an initial plan, which he then has to revise, that's obviously not what it means. That's what the anthropomorphism is. But what does it mean? So that's what it means. The doctor really needs to get 100, and you need to understand that that's a midas hadin. But that's the way things are supposed to be. The doctor should be getting 100 on every single examination. In a world, which is the only world that can exist, which is sustained by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mamsikol Nimsa, there can't be chet. That's seems like the biggest contradiction in terms. And that's why it's crucial to understand that conceptually, Hagam, that yes, can you describe this sort of as Amidas HaRachamim, which is warranted? I think we can say that. I think that's a correct formulation. But it's a midas harachamim. Because it's important to understand conceptually, again, just as in the moshel, that the doctor, as demanding as it is, he needs to get 100 on all these exams. The surgeon's technique needs to be excellent, not very, very good. His technique needs to be excellent. I'm not sure if the next point is different, or I think it's a little different. I'm not just saying the same thing in different words. I think it's that there is a nuance. If something is described, if tshuva would be described as a midas hadin, so then we would be complacent initially. When the doctor sits for the first exam, he's told, you'll take as many exams as you need. So then he's going to be complacent that he's probably not going to strive for the 100 on the first one. If he's told, you can apply for midas harachamim for a retake if you get anything less than 100, so then he's not going to be complacent. The fact that we are prone to chait, but a person can have either of two opposing reactions to that reality. A person can say, okay, so therefore, as Ramchal describes in Parak Aleph, so therefore I need to live very mindfully, very reflectively. I need to live with a sense of accountability. That's one reaction. The other reaction is, okay, so I'm only human, I'm gonna mess up, and so that's what it is, So I'll mess up, okay, and then I'll make sure to buy my seat and show me on the run. We'll take care of it. Pay $150 for the seat, and everything's good. It's a bargain. So a person is not supposed to be a person can have either of those. If tshuva is depicted as a midas hadin, if it's thought of, if it's defined, if in reality it's such. So then a person becomes complacent about chait. And A, that's wrong, and B, obviously there's going to be much more chait if a person lives with the attitude of, I'm going to mess up. Okay, now, obviously, everything we're saying, a person can go to the other extreme, which is wrong. A person can be too tough on himself and too much of a perfectionist. And drive himself crazy. So a person has to know what to emphasize and for himself, depending upon his own tendencies and what imbalance he has. We're obviously talking about an imbalance in a certain direction, but sometimes the imbalance is in the opposite direction. In which case, it's a very different schmooze, which is equally true. I don't know which button to press, Number one for the shmuz, number two for the shmuz. A person has to know which has to press the right button. It's all Torah and it's all true, but a person has to know, in terms of being mechazik himself, which shmuz he's supposed to be listening to. We'll stop here. We'll continue to help you.